Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Oh Lord, speak into my life. I am a living sacrifice. Your word says, live and not die. Oh Lord, speak into my... How many of you know that old song? Oh Lord, speak into my life. I am a living sacrifice. Your word says, live and not die. Oh Lord, speak into my life. One word is all I need. One word is all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, we're talking about the believer's authority. This topic, first and foremost, we started hearing this topic from the man of God, Pa Kenneth E. Hagin. He didn't write the book by himself, but he taught the teaching by himself. So when he taught the teaching, his son figured out he was interested in writing a book called The Believer's Authority. So Kenneth Hagin Jr. had to compile the teachings and expounded some things and edited the book. Are we together? Although Pa Kenneth Hagin himself taught a topic called The Believer's Authority. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Say, I've got authority.
I've got authority.
In the name of Jesus. So in the first service, we started talking about wields of the devil. Even though I didn't really emphasize it. Let's see Ephesians 6 and 11. There's a way I taught Promise how to play for me, but when he comes to the keyboard, he plays his mind. I remember I taught you one way. I called you. I said, this is how you play. Amen? Well, the day I will pursue that keyboard, maybe it's coming. You don't know that strings are powerful. It is better you don't even play at all than you play wrongly. Because the man of God is going like this, you are bringing him like this. Like that day he was playing Mirror on the Wall. Dun, 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 dun. You know the song? Say you are happy. Pastor Peter is very happy. I just remind him of his best song that year. We were teaching God's word here. He started doing. Ah, da, 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 da. Then he closed his eye. Ah, da, 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 da. We just hope that as I've said it now, he will not even do it again. Amen. So we started talking about the wheels of the devil, right? Reduce it a little bit. It said, put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil what? Strategies of what? The accuser. Amplified version says, put on the full armor For his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Did you see that? And I showed you how that Satan used the serpent because it was the most crafty, the most subtle, the Bible said in Genesis 3 and 1, of all animals. So he decided to use the ability of the devil. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. I don't want to make some statement, but maybe before Tuesday, I'll gather my facts more and make certain statements. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? And there's a scripture in Ephesians, in Colossians 2 and 8. Let's see it briefly. Colossians 2 and 8. What did he say? Want to go. Alright, let's read it in the TPT. Want to go. Alright, can we have this in the NKJV translation? Let's read together. According to the tradition of men, so you can be cheated, right? Give me that rendition that said, beware lest anyone spoil you with wrong ideologies. What rendition is that? Let's see the NLT. Don't let anyone capture you with... Okay. All right. Beware lest any man spoil you through what? And vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So you can be spoiled. You can be cheated. Right? You can miss out the blessings of God for your life when you follow human ideologies rather than the revelation of Jesus. That's how powerful ideologies are. And that's why the Bible said in Ephesians 6:11, it said, we put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against what? The wheels. Or that's part of scripture says schemes, strategies of the devil. There's a teaching a man of God did called War of Words. War of Words. I think I borrowed that theme and I taught here too because I wanted to expound as I understood it too. War of words. Satan is throwing wrong ideologies into the world. Hope you know. Huh? I'm looking for a rendition of Colossians 2:8 that spoke about the power being, the ideologies being sponsored by spirit, demonic spirit. There's a rendition that spoke that brings it that way. I thought I would find it, but I didn't see it. Meanwhile, let's see 2 Corinthians. Let's see from verse 10, chapter 10, from verse 3. If you see the scripture I'm talking about, you can just tell me. Give me in the TPT rendition. Want to go? All right, just give me the NLT or the Amplified version. Want to go? We are not carrying our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of man. You see that? Meaning there's a warfare. We are into a warfare. See what Paul says? For do we walk in the flesh as mortal men? We are not carrying our spiritual warfare. So Paul is not talking like this is something that was happening before. He's talking about something that is happening presently. Paul is saying that even as Christians, we are in a spiritual warfare. But the warfare now is not warfare to saying, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Remember Ephesians 6 and 11 says we are standing against the wheels, isn't it? Wheels, fiery wheels of the devil, which are schemes and Satan's strategies, isn't it? Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Suppose we are in a warfare. He said, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Though we walk in the flesh as mortal men, we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of a man. Let's see, compare with the NLT. Compare with the NLT, then I'll go to verse 4. Let me see the NLT. He said, we are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. Next part of scripture. So it is highlighted that we are in a war. And the war is not for flesh and blood or against flesh and blood. He said the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood. Our weapons are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. Did you see that? The weapons. So Paul is like, listen, people of God, you are in a war, a spiritual war. But the weapons of your warfare are not physical weapons. Listen, please, listen to me very well. They are not physical weapons. They are not cutlass. They are not guns. They are not nothing. Anointing oil, anointing water. They are not anything anointing in the physical. Paul is saying that's not what we need. Listen, even if you use anointing oil, anointing water, anointing salt, and seem like you had a miracle, it will not last for a long time. It may be the mercies of God at the beginning, with time Satan will deal with you. Are you listening to me? Because the weapons of our warfare are not physical. They are not physical. Have you ever heard that holy water made a gay straight? Huh? Or holy water delivered a lesbian? Some of them even go for blessing of holy water. And they drink it. And they are still doing whatever they want to do. Because although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. Are you listening to me? Yes, sir. NLT say we use God's mighty weapon, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning. You see, I love it. To knock down the strongholds of what? Human what? Reasoning. And to destroy false argument. What are we knocking down? Human reasoning. Can you just remove Amplify and put NKJV for me? Let me just relate you to the NLT. Or do the tree. Do the tree. You can do the tree. You see what NKJV says? I want you to compare it with the NLT. It says, NKJV now. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down what? NLT now makes it more understandable. Is that we use God's mighty weapon, not worldly weapons, to knock down the stronghold of human reasoning and what? Destroy force. That's the meaning of what? Strongholds there that you are saying that. Pulling down stronghold simply means pulling down human reasoning that have become traditions, man-made tradition and ideologies that have stayed for a long period of time. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Oh, the Lord give you understanding. That means, listen to me, everybody here. Oh my God. A lot of times, people don't understand that the devil is really intentional about distorting God's plan. They don't understand that the devil is really intentional about distorting God's plan. Satan does not understand all of God's plan. He doesn't have the ability to know it all. In fact, if Satan is even going to understand, it is through some of us that know it. He is not filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible says even angels desire to see into these things. Unto principalities and powers have been made the manifold wisdom of God as revealed by the church. In other words, it is through the church that principalities and powers will know God's wisdom and God's plan. I even get what I'm trying to explain. That simply means Satan will not even understand God's plan till he hears it from our mouth. He's that limited. Please follow me carefully. But Satan is very intentional about distorting God's plan when he's aware of it. Especially when he hears it from somebody that really understands it. Look at what Paul said. He said, because of the abundance of light given unto me, the devil plays an embargo over my life. Because of the abundance of light. Meaning when he heard God's plan from the mouth of Paul, he couldn't bear it. He's like, what if this happened? I'm gone forever. And he had to try to limit Paul. Paul said, 3 times I sought the Lord to remove that infirmity from me. And the Lord told him, my strength is what? My grace is what? Are you guys following me tonight? Very important. He tried to limit Paul. He tried to really push Paul down because Paul said, and Paul figured it out. He said, because of the abundance of what? Revelation that is given unto me. Don't sleep, or you stand up till this service finishes. This weapon for fighting your sleep is physical. You will stand up. Hallelujah to Jesus. Satan can flow in unimaginable ways to make sure you miss the faith. He can do things. Remember, Paul figuring out how Satan can behave. He said, even if an angel comes with another gospel, even if an angel, he first told us, do you not know that the devil can appear as an angel of light? Then he told us, even if the devil comes like an angel of light with another gospel, he said, tell the devil, get out. He said, even if you are not sure he's the devil, if the being is saying another gospel outside what you have received, tell it to go away. Have you heard people that you ask, where is it in the Bible? And they tell you it's not necessary that it's in the Bible. Have you heard people talk like that? They tell you it's not necessary. There is no document in the whole world that has the potency to reveal God to you more than the Bible. Are you all listening to me? There is nothing in the whole world that is more important as a document for God more than the Bible. If any denomination is holding so dear to them, any material more than the Bible, whatever you are seeing there is being demonically orchestrated. It is a devil. Listen to me. Very important. If you see any denomination hold more important their own physical, created, man-made material, they place it ahead of the Bible, then Satan is flowing in that system. Because Paul said, even if an angel comes with another message outside what has been written in scriptures, tell the angel, get out. Because, of course, you are just realizing that that angel that seems like an angel of light is actually from the devil. And he had warned us that the devil can appear as an angel of what? Light. Listen to me, everybody. Listen to me very critically. The devil is not taking it easy. The Bible says it's like a roaring lion looking for what? Looking for what? Look at how he flowed through Eve. Look at how he flowed. He said, did God really say you should not eat from it? Did God really say? Look at the useless question. Then he said, you will not truly die. He didn't come obviously as Satan saying, don't eat. I mean, eat. Forget about God. He didn't talk like that. He made her feel as if him too is on God's side. That's how he made her feel. He didn't come and make her feel like, see, I'm the devil, I'm against God. No, he made her feel as if he doesn't have a problem with God. See, did God really say you should not eat? Oh, well, you will not truly die. Did he deny what God said? Listen carefully. He didn't say, you will not die at all. He said, you will not truly die. Meaning he's talking as if he's still with God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? That familiar spirit in church that we call religion today, it is as if it is Christianity, but it is not truly Christianity. My Smyrna of Blessed Memory spoke about it. He shouted it till he died. He said the greatest trouble in the world today is religion. You know why it's the greatest trouble? Because every other religion against, I'm talking about the religion that calls itself Christianity. Every other religion that is not Christianity are obviously against what we believe. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? But this one, this religion under the name of Christianity, claims to believe some part of the Bible, not all part of the Bible. That's why it's very dangerous. They look like the real thing, but they are not the real thing. So they are assumptions of the real thing. Such that when people come to God now, thinking that this is true Christianity, and want to practice it. Some people have left the faith because they saw pastors misbehaving under the emblem of religion. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Religion is not true Christianity. A lot of people have come to church, they've seen nonsense in church, and they ran away. Because they came to church and they saw religion being practiced, not true Christianity. Please follow me carefully. Are you here tonight? And it's the devil that is flowing. See what he said in Colossians 2:8, Paul speaking to us. He said, do not allow anybody cheat you. KJV, the old translation, said, do not allow anybody spoil you. To spoil means to totally destroy. And how will you be destroyed? Go back to that part of scripture. He said, destroy false ideology, man-made tradition and religion. Go back there. Colossians 2:8. These three rendition, you would have put the three of them. KJV, NLT, and Amplify. It said, beware lest any man spoil you through what? Philosophy and what? Vain deceit. After what? The rudiment of the word, and not after Christ. You can be destroyed by wrong ideology. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty what? According to the tradition of what? Men. Following elementary principles of the word rather than following the word, true teachings of Christ. And that is, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers. Yes, this is rendition I've been looking for. You see that? Spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. I hope you know Satan is this serious that he can actually appear. Paul saw those things in his days. And he warned the church. The devil has the potency to appear as an angel of light. Because Satan was doing it. He was appearing like an angel of light and deceiving the church. So he said, this is what the devil is doing. He's coming with another gospel. He didn't say a lie. He said another gospel. He will call it the gospel. He will call it another gospel. But it's a false gospel. Are you people getting out trying to explain to you? He will not make it look as if he's against God. He will make it look like he's for God too. We have had denominations who say they had visions of a being appear from heaven and gave them something and said, pray like this. Meanwhile, God said, pray in the spirit. But now they have another way of praying. How did they start it? It's not in the Bible. Who started it? A being appeared. A being appeared. Oh, Holy Spirit. And gave them something to start praying. Now they've neglected the word of God. They are praying that thing. They didn't find it from scripture. That demon will come with another gospel. He didn't say a lie. He will not make it look as if it's for the devil. It's another gospel. Thank God nothing is new under the sun. If we didn't have this from scripture, it would be very hard to convince people today. Meanwhile, Paul still speaking. He said, we need to fight something. That while we're wearing the full armor of God, is to stand against the deceit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. The lies of the devil. The lies of the devil. The lies. Some people say doctrine don't really matter. Show power. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you serious? You can never walk in power if you are truly not, you are not walking in true power. I mean, if you are working with any lie of the devil on your inside, he's still in charge. Consciously or unconsciously, he's still in charge. As long as his lie is flowing on your inside, he's the boss. Why do you think that Jesus had to come after we saw the days of Moses? After we saw the days of Elijah? After we saw the days of Elisha? Why do you think Jesus had to come? He would have said that, oh, those guys showed me very well. They were the real prototype for me. There was no need for me to come. If you see Elijah, you have seen me. No! He still had to come. Because we're not the perfect picture of what he wanted humanity to be like. Even if they showed the dunamis power of God, they didn't have the full understanding of who he is as the Christ. So there were certain limitations in their life. For instance, Solomon had wisdom in a measure, but he still had the problem of immorality. He had how many wives and how many concubines? Elijah had the power of God, yet he had an anger problem. So does Moses. David was anointed as king, a prophetic psalmist, yet he had a problem too. Jesus said, I've seen all the mistakes. I didn't condemn them, but I have to come to show humanity that he that has seen me has seen the one that sent me. They are not the perfect prototype. So you can't be in the New Testament and you long to be like Elijah. It's the devil that is attacking your soul. Because that kind of man cannot stand as an interface between heaven and earth to bring the glory of God to humanity. That kind of man cannot. Please follow me carefully. God is not foolish to cause that transfiguration scene. Put Jesus in the middle. Put Moses at the side. Put Elijah at the side. And still emphasize Jesus Christ. He knew why he did that. He did not say listen to them. He said listen to him. Are you people following me tonight? The devil is not taking it easy. He's not. I was watching a movie one time in Mama T. And I told her, do you know things like this happen? Because I'm very, very keen. I don't like to condemn something till I'm very sure it should be condemned. That is why I didn't watch the part two, because I feel like they are being biased. It was a movie, Prophet Suddenly. We were watching it. So I told her, do you know things like this happen? The man of God left his wife for one day to another woman and a spirit. Everybody was sinning that sin. Nothing happened. Until the man of God decided to do the same sin of adultery that everybody was doing and getting away with it. When he came to his turn, he went and slept with a spirit. Why? The devil has been waiting all this while. I even get what I'm trying to explain. And immediately he did that, he caught a spirit. And the spirit imparted him with something that made him to see. Mie, kuku, whatever. Something like that. So he had the ability to see prophetically. You know why I did not watch part 2? Because I felt like in the part 2 they should show where the Spirit of God can get into somebody and he can prophetically be telling people their names and the rest. You know, when you show the bad side, you should show the real side. But in the part 2 they now went further to show how the prophetic is still bad. So I have a problem with the people that created that movie. They are jealous of the prophetic. That's my own conclusion. Because if they really want to emphasize that the prophetic has a wrong side, they should have just done the wrong side. And maybe in the part 2, would have seen somebody that is doing real prophecy. I don't know that you people are getting on Chinese. Because right now, they are painting a picture that the prophetic is entirely bad. It can never be bad. See, the prophetic is very sweet. You have not experienced it, that is why you think it's very sweet. It's something everybody should long for. Are you listening to me? Never condemn the prophetic. I was watching a prophetic session. A prophet was talking to a woman from China. Then he started speaking Chinese. He now describes, call her name in Chinese. She was shocked. Everybody started shouting. I said, I wish this book could come and see how beautiful the prophetic is. Imagine you look at a Chinese woman and say, Xin Shong Shong. It's only the prophetic that can do that. Xin Shong Shong. The prophetic can even speak Igala. Oh, oh, mini gi. Oh, oh, I hear your name. Oh, 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 gi, ni, gi, oh, gi, oh, gi. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yeah, so there are false prophetic moves, but this is my emphasis. The man caught a demonic spirit and started flowing in that direction. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And he was getting the same result in terms of forensic prophecy, word of knowledge. He could see and tell somebody your name and etc. But the fruits were bad. Suddenly, He started sleeping around with the church members and etc. Now that's proof that whatever he had was not from the Spirit of God. I hope you get on what I'm trying to explain to you. And suddenly he missed it and became totally destroyed. Although I have a broader view of what really happened there. But this is not a prophetic meeting, so I will not really emphasize that. This is the emphasis. Their spirit, Satan is actually that serious to convincing people from the truth. To making people drift away from the truth. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There are people that dream and they are seeing funny things in dream and talking to them. You know, one time I had a young man telling me that he used to see demons. And he used to talk with demons. I said, do you know what you are talking about? He said he's very sure. I thought he was joking. The young man was very sure. He used to talk to them. They appear like cartoons. I had to lay hands on him and speak into his life. You think it's a joke. Some people are seeing those kind of things. You know, some of you are like, because you can't remember when last you dreamed, self. Normal dream, man. You cannot remember. Well, there are people that see things like that. Are you listening to me? So the devil is that serious. There are people in our days today that told us that a being appeared in heaven. And when they asked her, what's your name? She said, I'm the mother of God. Hey! And she said, take this chaplet, pray it 50 times. And they carried it and started practicing. We now ask them, where did you get it from? Is it from the Bible? No. Who started it? The three children of Fatima. Pastor Simon, why are you this literal? How do I say it for you to understand? How do I say it for you to understand? You can stand up and leave church. I'll still continue. Because it's the truth. Why would you just tell us that three children elsewhere had a vision? We were not there. Nobody recorded it. The three children stood up, came to you, gave you, and said, our mother said you should start. Who is the woman? Don't she have so much authority against the authority of Scripture? If it's truly Mary that you saw, she will not give you a rosary to pray. Oh, if you like, don't clap. I've said it. And it's my church. Nobody can come and stop me. No, I didn't say you should clap. I'm teaching. Listen carefully. As I'm talking now, you will see if they cut this here and put online. Oh my God. My own are finished. I know. My own. It has finished. There's no insult. I don't see his bembe head. See his ESF. I did not say insult me. Prove me wrong from Scripture. That's my problem with, you know, when you are practicing a lie, when somebody talks to you, instead of addressing the person, you will start insulting the person. That's how to know that somebody doesn't have anything upstairs. Prove the person that he is wrong. Don't insult the person. You have Bible. He told you from Bible. You to carry your Bible. Tell the person from Bible. There's no need to insult anybody. You know, one time I spoke about tongues, I was seeing insult. I said, no, quote scriptures, not insult. If you look at the comment, over 3,000, I think now I should have read 10,000 or more. More than 10,000, I'm hearing. Over 25,000. Oh, yeah, inside that 25,000, not more than 1,000 are for me. You know, my own is finished. Now, that's not the most important point. Let's see scriptures, you will not find one scripture. Say, okay, he's arranging all the guests so that he will marry them. That's their pain. See his eyes. It's all this pastor that will want to marry all the girls in their church. That's their pain. One said that's how they'll be behaving. And be following all the girls in their church. I just looked at the person. I said, oh my God. I looked at the picture. I said, oh my God. Say, see the way he even did his hair. He would think he's fine. And I started laughing. I said, he knows I'm fine. That's why I said it. He would think he's fine. What did I say? I said, don't marry a man that doesn't pray in the spirit. I still mean it, don't marry. Yes, sir. If you think I'm joking, marry. You will tell. You tell us a testimony. Listen, my eyes were open one time. Listen carefully. I've not finished teaching, so don't conclude. My eyes were open one time. I saw a lady married that married in this church one time. And I'm not saying it's like that for every other lady, particularly for her. And there was this disturbance in my spirit to pray for her. So when I started trying to pray, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw how she was having a hard time in the marriage, not fulfilling destiny. She couldn't really be expressive to fulfill what God has put in her heart. The man just put her in a prison. It's like she's in a prison. And I said to myself, dear Jesus, I wish I followed what God said in my heart. You know what God said in my heart at that point? God told me, he said, when she came to see me with the man, God told me, he said, tell her to go and be very sure. But you see, the way she came to me, there was no full space to advise her. You know, there's a way people come to you. They are not coming for your opinion. They are coming to tell you their opinion. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You know, when you come for counseling, somehow give us space to tell you our opinion. Alright? Just advise you a little bit. Especially when it comes to love. Because when it comes to love, people don't hear at all. They don't hear. The Bible says love is stronger than death. There are some people that you put gun on their head and say, I still love them. I go die. That's how serious love can be. So when she came, I was very shocked, firstly. No, knowing the lady, I know, when I saw the man, it's not like the man is not fine. Don't think because I saw the man one kind of head or something. No, he's a nice looking man. But when I looked at two of them, heard how the man talk, I said, no, this lady is not supposed to. In my heart, I did not say it out. But I was just pretending. Is the man? Oh, welcome. How are you? So when I was asking, say, sir, we have already seen our parents have met. I said, my God. They've gone far. Now, what are you bringing the man for now? Your parents have met. They should have blessed the marriage since. It's not like we don't respect your parents, but this is what we're trying to say. For you to take a man to your parent, it means that you want to marry the man. In fact, if you're not ready to marry somebody, you're not supposed to take the person to your parents. Your parents is like the final bus stop. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. If you truly want counsel, you would have waited not to take that man to your parents yet. But what happened to her? You see, offense is a killer. Offense is a terrible killer. The Bible said, Jesus speaking, he said, certainly offense must come. Some of you this week, the offense you have had, the kind of offense, people have offended you, you nearly killed yourself. Offense must come. He said, but woe to him through which it flows. Destruction comes to you when it flows through you. Offense must certainly come. She was offended. What was the offense? She wanted to marry somebody else in church. And when I saw it, I figured out this is not God's will. And I attacked sharp. As a pastor, I went and I prayed for it to scatter in the spirit. And you know, faith without work is dead. And I went physically and called one of them and I said, this thing cannot work. And he changed his mind. Now, I knew it was not supposed to be God's will, but they were very close. Very close. See, I owe you the responsibility to force you at some point, not every time. There are some times that as a pastor, listen, the world may not like what I'm saying. There are sometimes as a pastor, you must force people to do what is right. The Bible in 2 Timothy 3:16 says, not really force, like draw their head or something. It means advise them. Constantly tell them it's wrong. That's what I mean by force there. Before somebody will cut it and say, even Holy Spirit doesn't use to force people. Yeah, it's witchcraft. Because I know this world. I know how they are going. The Bible in 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture are given for what? Doctrine. Number two. Number three. Number four. Instruction in righteousness. That's what I mean by first there. Many will tell you, see, I've tried to give you a good doctrine from the word. I've reproved you. I've corrected you. You are not hearing. See, don't marry that man. That's instruction now. Don't marry him. Sir, but the Holy Spirit says, and the Holy Spirit says, I can instruct you. It's your choice now. To choose or not. Now, if you say, I no grio, I no go grio, then I say, no problem. But I've spoken. Let it be written that I've what? Spoken. So I called the man. I said, you can't marry her. And he was so sure. Listen, he was so sure. I'm not trying to mock him. I'm trying to teach you something. He was 100% sure. You know, I told somebody, I said, the reason why when people come to me and say the Holy Spirit, say, I don't get moved, is because over time, I've seen that a lot of people confuse the voice of the Holy Spirit. You can tell me Holy Ghost came and hit my ear and started rolling like this and he was just talking and breeze was blowing. I'll still judge whatever you say. I'll judge it. It's not today. Many years ago, there was this young man that came to me. He had this lady he wanted to marry. And the lady was really stubborn. Listen, very stubborn. When he talked one, she would talk 20. But she was a nice lady. You know when somebody is nice, but their mouth is not nice. To us that is outside, we are not in the relationship. She was nice to us. Him too cannot deny she is nice, but he knows that something is peppering him more than us. Man of God, she's a nice, yes, pastor, she's a nice person. But sir, have you heard this woman talk on a good day? What kind of talk, sir? She argued with me and told me to shut up. I said, hey. They were arguing scripture. She told him to shut up. She now asked him, when did you even become born again? No jokes. Me too, and I did like this. Percy, where you want to marry? Now, that was a level of her growth. Listen carefully. She had not really grown. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You cannot define people at that minimal level of their growth. People can grow. How many of you remember when you used to talk against people, but now you don't talk against people again? Don't lie. We are plenty. Huh? That when you just see people, you start seeing bigger. Big nose. Then suddenly the Holy Ghost filled you more, you understood the word of God more, and you now repented. In fact, some of your friends that are very close, you have talked against them, just that we don't want to tone out their city now. Let there be problem. If not, some of you, your best friend now, if we show them a video by the Spirit now, if God can play a video when you are talking against them. No man Agatha, she mumwe. But now you are best friend with Agatha. Now, I'm not saying all of you that are best friend would have spoken against. I'm just saying some. And it could be you. Do you understand? At some point of our life, we're not really matured. But if I judge you by that level of your life, will you be happy? You know that's not you. There was a point of your life, some of you seated there, that any girl on Facebook you must ask out. Any girl. Am I lying? If you like, don't answer me. Am I lying, church? They don't want to answer me there. So that it don't look like it's them I'm talking to. If you are the person, you know yourself. Even if you are smiling, you still know it's you. There was a time on Facebook that any girl that crosses your path, you must write, hello, beautiful. How are you? Can I get your phone number? You know, one time I had to call one of my HODs. You know why I called the HOD? There was a certain brother in church. Anybody that adds me up on Facebook is a mutual friend. Any lady. So I'll see a new request, I'll check. You know, sometimes through mutual friend, you know whether this is a good request to accept or not. Because if you don't, if this thing something happens to you, you cannot message the mutual friend and say, who is this person? So every time they send requests, a lady said, and I check, I'll see mutual friend, I'll see his name. When they are now called, the last one that happened, the lady was not so dressed so fine. Like, she dressed one kind. So, she just added me. I said, this one add Prophet Simon. And I looked at it. So, I now check. I saw mutual friend. And I saw him again. I said, no, this is dangerous. I won't take this. So, I called HOD. I said, look at mutual friend. All the requests I've not accepted yet. Mutual friend. Mutual friend. He said, sir, this is much. I said, that's why I called you. How can one person have like 20 girls as mutual friend? Is it a coincidence? It's not. I said, if you think I'm joking, call him. Tell him, open your messenger. Don't tell him to give you, just tell him, put it like this. The first 10 messages you see is Jacinta, Agatha, Juliana, Mercy, Mary, Magdalene. You will not see, you know, if he's your friend, they want to collect something, they just, oh boy, keep my hand out for me at the common. They can't, it's not worthy of a chat. So I said to him, I said, watch that young man. He's going astray. With time we saw it. It is true. The person is going astray. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So sometimes people, you know, that lady like I was speaking about, She was offended. She didn't get what she wanted. She really liked the guy. They were so close, so strong in love. Very strong. And I mean, they were really very, very in love. And I saw it in church. So I called him. I said, what is it with this lady? And be very, very careful. When somebody breaks up, don't get close to that person. You think they're in love. It's frustration they are pouring on you. They are not in love. Immediately you hear that somebody breaks up, don't be close to that person. That some of you lady, a man just break up, you are now very close. You think you are in love. When he realizes himself back, he will push you. He's just using you to cover up for that pain he's having. Even as a man, understand it too. A lady just breaks up and she's very close to you. You don't think she's in love with you. She's not in love with you. When her eye clear from the breakup, she will ask herself, where am I? And she'll tell you to get out. And when they came, I said, why this lady? He said, sir, I really love this lady. I said, did God tell you? Sir, I heard God. And I looked at his eye. He was lying. So I said to him, I said, you can't marry this lady. You can't marry her. You know, I was telling you a story why I don't believe this God thing. Not that I don't believe that God speaks to people, but I judge it a lot. Like we're talking about that lady. She's super stubborn, etc. But that was not the level of her growth. That was the level of growth, and that's not the real her. After a while, what then happened? They now broke up. Because he saw another lady. Listen to this story. Very nice. The other lady was so nice. Would cook for him, give him food, talk to him like a gentleman. He feels like a king. Everything that one did not have, she had times too. So he felt like this lady, now he now has experience on spiritual nonsense. He said, the Lord just made me to be close to this one for a season to teach her. Teaching that did not work. Her mouth is still sharp. Now you are running away to this other one. I tell you the truth, this other one had this, there was a case with her. The father said, bring a man. If you choose any man, I'll make his life beautiful. And that lady chose him. And that guy didn't have money. I know him very well. I was one sponsoring their food that time. Now, the lady told him, my dad, I'm the only daughter. She now said I should choose any man. So I'm looking for a man. He did not say I'm the man, but he behaved like he was the man she found. Now he became so close to that lady. She was bringing food, money. She would come and stalk his kitchen. Stalk it well. Imagine this economy. Somebody is stalking your kitchen like that. That time too, the economy was hot on campus. You will not understand, some of you. They will stalk his kitchen. In fact, some of the seed he was sowing to me at that season was from her. He will pack something and come and sow seed to me. I didn't used to ask him, oh, sir, the man of God, I feel like sowing. You know, God has been good to us. He will now sow. I will now say, oh, be blessed. Wait to me, my consign. I will enjoy myself. Until I began to figure out, something is wrong with this brother. When they just finished church, instead of coming to me, he will go and meet the sister. He will just come to me, prophet, sir, I'll celebrate you. So, sir, I'll be rushing. I need to catch up. Every day is catching up with something. And the next minute is with the lady. I'll be so lonely. I'm walking at the back. Eh? Now, wow. I know some of you want to say something. I will not be worldly with you people. Hallelujah to Jesus. I know what came to your mind. But it's not fish pie we're talking about here. So we'll not continue. Hallelujah to Jesus. I mean, it was that crazy. He was madly in love with this lady. And truly, before our eyes, we saw how she would call him. She wants to greet him. Pastor, sir, she would do like this. The other one was asking him, when did you become born again? This one, and they are making him feel like, Pastor, sir. In fact, evidently, Zane looking fresh on campus. Evidently. Then one day he came to my house. He said, sir, there's something we have to talk man to man. I said, sit down. Prophet now is man to man. Sit down. What is the problem? Sir, he started telling me a story in the Bible. Story that don't add up. You know, there's a man in the Bible. There was a time that God was working with the Israel, and at a particular season he had to leave them because blah blah blah. When he broke all the mystery, me, I just knew in my heart where he was going to. And so that is how the Lord spoke to me, that he left me with so person for a season. And now the Lord has brought my delight to me. So, sir, I've worked on her for a season and I really thank God for her life. But it's time to move on. I said, to where? He says, I have not known yet. I said, you know, Pastor. I said, is this lady I've been seeing with on campus? He said, no, sir. No, that one. It's nothing, you know. It's just friends. Okay. She's like a sister to me. You know, that's how it starts. And one time, to cut the long story short, when I said, no problem, he's well, are you sure? He said, are you sure? Yes. Are you really sure? Yes. Sir, I'm 100%. I know you will doubt, but sir, it's God. It's just God. He's well, oh, you can go. I woke up the next morning with a vision. What was the vision? God said, go and tell him now. When God said, go now, even if you don't have money for bike, you trek. You remember, God suffered prophet in scriptures. If God just said, go now, you see them carry their staff and start moving. They are going. God told me, go now. I don't know why he wanted it that morning. I don't think I brushed my teeth. I just took by, boom, bam, straight. Knock his door, he came out. I said, Thus says the Lord. I didn't enter. Thus says the Lord, if you leave so lady, you will suffer in this world. He said, sir, what kind of vision is that? I said, that's what God said. Bye-bye. I took bike, left. They started posting picture here on the other girl on Facebook, WhatsApp. I was up here looking. No problem. The lady too, she got tired because she was waiting for him with her mouth. She got tired. I left. And I'm going somewhere. Because I'm not saying that talking anyhow is good. You see, some of these guys are talking too much. If you are patient to stay with them and train them, they will become your greatest support system on the earth. Eh? Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, no, don't worry. Amen. The Lord give you understanding. So, you know, my school of thought about such ladies, they don't know how to pretend. You know those ladies that anytime you come, have you seen flawless ladies in church before? I mean, so flawless. Pastor Ed, sir, I celebrate you, sir. Hi, Pastor, sir. It's not like you should not greet people like that. But why this? You are too flawless. Is this how your mother and father gave birth to you? I had this friend that always said, me, I know they too like respect. If you respect me too much, I will suspect you. I'm not saying now, as a lady, come to church and be like, oh boy, it's the apple for this place. Like, wait, no, that's what I'm saying. You are in a relationship with a lady every day. Celebrate you, sir. Sir, my love, sir. Is there anything you want to eat today, my love, sir? Rono. Sir, I love this lady. She has never called me by my name. She doesn't love you. If she loves you, one day she will say, Simon. Eh? You know, one time, a young man of God posted on Instagram. I couldn't stop laughing that morning. He used the name Cynthia. He said, Cynthia. I'm sure they broke his heart. He said, Cynthia, before you became my girlfriend, you used to call me Daddy, Apostle, Sir, Man of God, the Anointed One, Prophet. He said, Cynthia, the day I told you I love you, you started reducing it to Pastor. My love, fish. I did not complain. He said, Cynthia, now you are calling me by my name. Me, the anointed. He didn't say, Cynthia, be one. The anointing you knew before is still on my life. I started laughing. It happens. Everybody said, man of God, celebrate you. The woman said, let's be going home, my bear. You were talking too much. Hey. I'm not saying that's the right character. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what should happen. But the other one, celebrate you, sir. Good to see you, sir. What would you want to eat today, sir? The love of my life, sir. Your heart has not been broken as a man. You know what? Ima. Ima. Who are you talking to? Ima. How many times did I call you? Me? Is it me you are talking to? Ima. Now, is your name? Is your name not Ima? What is your name? Oh my God. Oh my God. You start checking yourself. Something you removed from my body. Now, I'm not saying women should be anyhow. But when you see women showing everything about them, be grateful to God, even though you are not happy at a point. You are crying, but be grateful with another hand. That at least you have seen what you can treat. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Nobody likes a woman that talks anyhow and do not respect a man. Nobody likes it. In fact, your family will be against the woman. Everybody will be against the woman. But if you are convinced that that's your wife, don't leave that woman. Even your sisters, do they talk well? The sisters that you are saying are against her, do they talk? Do they know how to talk? But they got husband. How? There are some of your aunties that it shocked you that they are married. It shocked you. How on earth did they get married? With the way they talk. Somebody married them. The bad side of them is that the person did not curtail their mouth. But your own now can be curtailed. And that's how we begin to talk about submission. Women, you must learn to submit. You must learn to submit. Immediately your mouth go, you know, your mouth can go beyond your life sometimes as a woman. Before you think, you start coming down. You non stop. Apologize very fast. Tell the young man, it's my mouth. The things I don't want to say, I find my mouth saying it. Oh, wretched that I have, who can deliver this mouth? Learn to apologize so fast. You know, some of you grew up as a child, they will watch you. They've given you several names. They know you to be somebody that really pepper people in the house with your mouth. You don't get married, you want to continue that thing. If you meet a man that knows his worth, you are in trouble. You see, one of the greatest threats to ladies in this life is to meet men that know their worth. Men that can live without women. It's all those men that cannot live without women that behave like dundies. There are some kind of men that you know that they don't even need you. Before you just know that this one, if I leave him now, he won't be happy. You are already suspecting him. It's not like he doesn't need you necessarily. But he's not making it look like you are a... You are everything. The essence of his life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So God saw beyond what we're seeing in that lady's mouth. God was seeing something we're not seeing. Because I was amazed. Why would God wake me up early in the morning and tell me to go and give a prophetic word like that? To cut the long story short, why I started talking this was because of the voice of God. This man told me, a pastor told him, I heard God three times for different ladies. It did not work, my brother. That's what the pastor told him. He said, my brother, just go and look at a lady in church, choose anyone. He said, that is why right now I don't believe God gives a wife. And I told him, I don't care. The pastor was popular in BSU that time. I said, I don't care who the pastor is. But if you think I'm joking and I'm not a prophet, go and try it. I really needed to give him a very wicked prophetic warning. And of course, he was very scared of me. Why was he scared of me? A time came, I came to their church one time. I heard he was a prayer leader. And I told him, somebody is dying here today. I had never prophesied in that church before. But when he came upon me, I said it and I left. They said they were doubting whether I was coming to show myself. But somebody told them, that man of God, I've never prophesied in this church before. We have never heard him talk. Let's just pray, even if we don't believe. To cut the long story short, before 1 hour, somebody fell during the service. It was a concert and started convulsing. They even felt like the person was dead. They had to call me to say a word of prayer. From that day, they started coming to inquire what the Lord was saying. That's how they started. In fact, if that never happened, I don't believe he would have heard me. So when I told him, they said he was still doing whatever he was doing. I traveled to Georgia, I remember. Then he called me one time and said, sir, I cannot sleep. I have not been able to sleep well that day. That's over 1 month. You know, people can be stubborn. They can pretend like they are okay for over 1 month. He said, I'm not able to sleep. He said, how can I get my lady back? You know, sometimes you are seeing a bad character, but you still want the person. Are you people getting on trying to explain? Because God has destined you for that woman. And there's something God is seeing that you are not aware of yet. Forget about the sharp mouth. I know what I'm telling you. Forget about it. They finally got married. Every day they see me, the first thing that comes to their mind, thank you for making sure we got married. Thank you. There's one day they sent me a message. I was almost going to cry, but because I don't cry, I didn't cry. They were so excited. In fact, the way that guy loves that lady, you'll be jealous. The way he flaunts her on media, you'll be very jealous. And anytime I see them doing love on Facebook, WhatsApp and the rest, I used to wonder, is it not these two people? Even me that gave the prophetic word, I'm shocked. Hallelujah to Jesus. She's so nice right now. She talks like an angel. So humble and nice. We'll never believe that that lady would talk like that in our life. We're not believing. But she's talking like that today. Now, remember the pastor that now gave him a prophetic word. I heard God. Most times, you didn't hear God, you heard yourself. When you are like, you are in that kind of situation where I was talking about that, my son and the faith and the lady, blah, blah, blah. You people are already close before God spoke. How can you be close with a lady before God spoke? You know, there's a case I'm supposed to deal with today after service. I think I heard it. Somebody is close to, the case of somebody being close to, let me just generalize it. You are being close to a young man that you are not, is not your brother. No matter how somebody has helped you in this world, no matter, there's a level of closeness for male and female. If you are very close to somebody because he paid your school fees and whatsoever, it's like, in fact, he's more than a brother to you, you must marry that person. Listen to me carefully. If you don't want to marry that person, if he's just helping you from a good mind, please, I appreciate the person, but don't be too close. Are you all listening to me? Don't be too close, because the person will not be able to help it in the future. Yourself will not be able to help it. As long as you are being very close with somebody, the law of attraction must find expression. Suddenly, two of you will share a lot of, you know, things in common. Before you know, you are one. You like yourself. In fact, you cannot imagine missing a day without hearing from that person. You are not dating, but somewhere I just called to check up on you. You did not come online today. What's your business? But because you people are very close now, why would God not speak? The only vision you will see is that person. When you close your eye and sleep, that's the only person that will come to you as a... In fact, there is no way you will not see yourself going to the altar with that person. Oh, come to the... You must see yourself matching. Then you now wake up and say, God just spoke to me. They'll say, how? I saw myself with Agatha. Matching. And prophet was the one. Before, who is your pastor? I must be the one that will be there. One told me I was not smiling at the beginning of the wedding, but all of a sudden I started smiling. Then she had peace. You don't know that some smile is disapproval. Just quiet. That can be the smile. Are you listening to me? Whatever you want to see, you can see it. I was taught that by my spiritual father many years ago. He said a lot of times you think, why is it that the things you play about in the afternoon, you dream about in the night? Some of you watch movie, Nigerian film. How many of you have watched that movie they call Karashika? Karashika. Who has watched? The Gen Z generation will not know it. Do you people know there's a... See, she's looking at me, she's surprised. Do you know there's a movie called Karashika? You see, she would not know. See her there. She was like... There was a movie like that, Karashika. How many of you watched that movie? How many of you dreamt that night? Oh my God. If you really watch that movie, Karashika will pursue you that night. All of us that watched that movie before we slept, Karashika pursued us. He said, Karashika! Do you know the worst set of people? There are those that watch... horror movie in the night. Have you seen people like that? Yes, they don't watch it by day. It's not sweet by day. It's by night. You just see them with... In fact, some of them are ladies. They'll be eating popcorn. Wow. Watching somebody suck blood in the night. If we just push you small in the spirit, you will become the next Lucifer. There is no way you are not close to being a devil. I've seen people like that. Only horror movies. And it's in the night. Some of them under their duvet. You know, one time, there was this lady. Guess what I saw as wallpaper? Snake. Snake. I said, what's that? Took a picture. What's that? A snake. As what? Wallpaper. I don't understand you. You have snake in your house. Like you just put snake on the wall. Yes, it's nice. Don't you like it? I don't like it. There's no way you put snake as your wallpaper on phone and you are not a suspect. Forget it. Even though Satan is not snake, you are still a problem. There's a problem in you. Forget that. We are going out of doctrine now. Let's hit. You still have problem. Any lady here that likes snake, you have problem. There are some ladies here that like snake. Are you people here tonight? They got married. They had a wonderful time. For that brother, I had to tell him that's not your wife. They finally did not marry. And when he chose who to marry, one day, the Lord told me, go and speak to this lady. So I went to speak to her. As I knocked at her, she came out. We sat outside and we were talking. Surprised I came to visit her. She said, I hope everything is fine. She said, no, sir. Eh? I wanted to go. She said, no. I said, what is the problem? Say, sir, I feel you have a problem with me. I say, I don't understand. Sir, I feel you don't like me as a person. Say, how will I not like you as a person? Say, sir, after all these years, the person that I like now chose me. Sir, I know you are the one that told him not to marry me. No, see, I couldn't deny it. Do you know why? Some boys are mumu. Because I'm very sure the boy would have gone and tell her. Prophet said, it cannot walk between us. I wish it's you, but prophet said, I know the boy have done mumu. I did not try to deny it. Because she was so sure. She didn't say, sir, I heard. She said, sir, you are the one that said he should not marry me. I just knew this boy has went and told her. So I told her, I'm very sorry. I did not say anything. Just, I'm very sorry. The reason why I said so is because I figured out it's not your husband. I knew you people were just in love and it's not right that, because when you get into marriage, you will fight yourself. You may regret crossing each other's path. You may, in fact, do you know that there are some couples that do wrestling in the house? Mike Tyson, John Cena, hey, boom, dun, 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 dun. They used to do it. And at the initials, they were in love. If it's not you, let me die. If it's not you, let me die. Look at them today. You know, when you see people doing love beds, you are wondering. You call her by 3 a.m. I'm sleeping. Why are you calling me? Then you now hear the big voice. I just cannot sleep this night. I'm sleeping. And then I can't sleep. Can I talk to you for 30 minutes? Oh, you. Okay, let's talk. You think that's life. Till you get married. And you wake up in the morning. Your heart is natural. Your heart is natural. You are looking at yourself. So is you I will live for forever. Wait forever. So is only you I will live with forever. What? So what are we now? Husband and wife. You mean this is how we're going to be forever? Yes. You now see that it takes more than love to stay married. You know, ladies are moved by Joriaga Dondigari Nambandongandiyambaye. Enjonneria Dongadia, boom, 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 boom. Shongaria, Shongaria, boom, 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 boom. Oh, Agatha, you are my love. Oh. You watch Indian movies, right? Don't come with the man. They're already talking, you know, before you know his music. The reason why some ladies are in love with some men is because they have the nose of Kunjimpyo. Wow. His nose looks like Kunjimpyo. You will get married. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Other things are more important than all of this rubbish. And they didn't get married. And I'm so not happy because I was not able to talk to her. You know, at a time in this church, if you remember, I was very quiet. I didn't used to talk. You come to me, sir, this is what I'm thinking. I'll say, fine, fine. This I'll just be doing my hand. Fine, fine. The Lord told me, I spoke to you to advise her. You refuse. You know why I refused? She already made up her mind. I felt like there was no need. And today I'm not excited when I had that vision. I had to be praying for her. There was one many years ago. She came to me and said, God, describe her husband to her. Describe the husband in a vision. I said, how did God do that one? He said, you know, sir, he described him. Immediately I saw him. I knew him. I said, hey, Magana Yakari. I tried to advise like this, no way. Especially that she had a friend that was convincing her motive. You know, there's a friend that can lead you away astray. That one bad friend. They can be a good friend. They can also be a bad friend. And they were convinced. The lady will have vision. Yes, I saw you marrying him. Yes, go for it. I said to her, you have a call of God to sing. How about it? She said, sir, he promised me that he will push me into music. No problem. Belief different. Everything different. How is it going to happen? I tell you the truth, for her, marriage was the end of anything her calling. It was the end. The end. Recently, I was just thinking and I remembered her. I was like, oh God. It was the end. You need to hear that lady sing. She was that gifted. Don't make that mistake. Are you listening to me? The Bible says we will put on the whole armor of God to stand against the wheels. The wheels of the... One of the ways to show your authority is to be able to grow to a point where you are able to tell what is wrong from what is right. You are not moved by visions. You affirm visions by the light of God's word. Know when you are the one going astray. And be sincere about walking in the right path. Know when you are the one going astray. You know what you like. And I'm not saying God cannot give you a woman or a man that you like exactly how they look physically. He can give you. Are you listening to me? And he can also not give you. Know when it's yourself that is moving. Know when it's God that is moving. Be very truthful to yourself. You can lie to anybody in this world. But you cannot lie to yourself. And if you dare to go for the wrong person because of your own selfish desire, you must be ready to bear the consequences. Marriage is not something you should manage. Are you guys listening to me tonight? It's not something you should manage. You can't run away or graduate from marriage. You can graduate from the relationship you are right now, but not marriage. Don't manage it. You don't want to be in a situation where you are helpless, because the wrong man or the wrong woman can alter your destiny. Satan can use them to just mesmerize your life. You come back home, there's no joy, there's no peace. You are not happy with the woman God has given you. What's the next option? You want to go out and find that happiness. That's when there's now option for cheating. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There's now option for cheating. And for some of us here, they have not understood that there's something bigger than fine boy and fine girl. We may not understand exactly what I'm saying. But as you are growing in the faith and get to understand, you realize that life is bigger than pink lips, big chest, fine face, big body. Life is bigger than all of those things. God will match you people based on your mental capacity. He will look at two of you. Look at how far your mentality can go hand in hand with each other and merge you people. All of you seated here now, for some of you, maybe some of you know your husband and wife. Most of you don't know who is your husband. But God knows. It may shock you that Koyeji's wife is Ene. You see, they didn't see it coming. You see how the team might confuse some of you seated here. I mean that Ene there, maybe this is her husband, you don't know. Him now, he has never imagined it. I never imagined it. She never thought of it. And God just, courage is blasting into him. He's burning. And something is obstructing his vision. He's trying to push the thing away. He's still seeing Ene's picture everywhere. He wants to sleep. Ene appeared to him. Man of God, what is happening? Is Ene, and God, he now put his hand on his head. Ene? You know why he's doing his hand on his head? Maybe he feels like him and Ene, there is no connection. He's sure Ene has never imagined him. He goes to Ene, Ene says, what are you saying? My brother, God bless you. You can go away. I've never imagined it. Do you know it's very possible? It's not like two of them are ugly or not fine. They are not fine people. When God told me my wife is Mama T, oh my Jesus. The people, I thought my pastor should be shocked. They were not too shocked like I was shocked. I was very, very shocked. Very shocked. You know why I was shocked? Firstly, I had somebody I liked. Oh my God. And I liked that person, oh, that time. Secondly, when it didn't work, I told God, I want to heal for 8 years. Now, 8 years, this year is supposed to make it 6th year of my healing. Yes, I wanted to heal for 8 years. You know, at that point, I told them, I'm not interested. It broke. I think one of Pastor Emma or who, the thing broke. When I was saying the thing, I feel like their heart was doing back, 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 back. Because I told them, I'm not interested in anything relationship till 8 years time. That's when I will see my wife. I spoke out of emotions. Then when I had a vision, she was pursuing me, I'll follow you. I said, what kind of a vision is this one? And if you watch it, this is how our life is practically. Till today, she's pursuing me. Anything I talk, she will pursue. Anything I talk, she will, that's how she's pursuing me. She's the only one in this country. I always say it. Because she's pushing me. She's following man. All of our siblings are not here. Practicality. When she walked her service, I was shocked. I said, where are you serving? I said, well, let God's will be done. She walked her service to Makodi. I did not tell her to walk her service. Everything, Makodi. The parents were like, it's when they saw me, they knew why Makodi. The mother just knew why everything her daughter wanted to do is Makodi. They just understood. Hallelujah to Jesus. When the vision came, I was shocked. Not because I had anybody in mind. I truly did not have anybody in mind. Anybody that you feel like people had in mind, it was the church people that had it in mind. I never had anybody. It was church. Church would just come and be thinking it should be this and that, that and this. I never had. I really did not have anybody in mind. And thank God I had very matured ladies. They didn't like me. I didn't like them. We're just doing the work of the ministry, right? Yes, until God spoke to my heart. It shook me. I started asking questions. I remember I called their pastor Emma one day. I said, this woman, who is she? Because I didn't know her in church. The only thing I remember about Mama T was that one day we went to pay for Apostle Kola Hotel. And my money finished. So I wanted to look for a way to get money. And I told the person in the reception, I said, I'm coming back. I wanted to pretend, you know, as a pastor, you cannot claim you don't have money around a member. So when we went to greet him, she brought food or something. And I said, I'll bring the money back, all right? She now knew that I didn't have money. So I said, Pastor, sir, I will pay. I said, no, you don't need to pay. I have money. I will go back and bring the money. She said, no, I'll pay for it. And I remember I didn't have money anyway. Hallelujah to Jesus. So Anand said to her, pay so that you'll be blessed. Just she now paid. We were now walking, two of us, that night, because it took a long time before he settled down. So we're walking, two of us, from second camp to faith. That was the first opportunity God gave me. Or God gave us. But I did not scope her. I did not check her. We're just going. And she wanted to talk to me, but she didn't know how to start. You know, it's your pastor now, you have to be scared. So we're going, I was moving so bold. She just said, sir. I said, yeah. I want to ask you, what is your tribe? And you know me, I will never answer that question at once. Because I didn't know her tribe too. So I said, what do you think is my tribe? She said, Delta. I said, so that's it. She did not still understand me. Of course, introduction to Pastor Simon, you'll be very confused. We're going, sir. She will ask another question, I'll answer. She will ask another question, I'll answer. At the point, she just kept quiet. Then when we're going, a cat moved. Then she moved. She now heard me, sir, sorry, sir. I said, no, there's problem. Oh, there's problem. It was cat. Oh. I don't think the cat was even seen. It's like it's the shadow of the cat that moved. She didn't rush and help me. She said, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry, sir. I said, no, no, don't worry, don't worry. I said, cat? Shadow of cat? Wow. She went to her hostel. I was watching. I told her, I promised to watch you so that cat would not come for you. Go, I'm watching. She went and entered, car did not come, so I now went back home. You remember, right? When I went back home, I didn't think anything, of course. I was a matured minister of the gospel. Slept off, forgot about. I tell you the truth, some of you think I'm lying. Forgot about everything until I had that vision. And you see, when God sponsors you, everything becomes easy. Do you know what Mama T fell for me with? A glass bottle of Coke, glass bottle. That's what I bought for her. And I said, God said you are my wife. She now said, I'll think about it. I said, what? An apostle like me is talking to you about this. And you're saying, you. Well, I pretended. I didn't even allow her to give me an opinion like she would think about it. When I was talking with her, I remember I now said to her, I said, So, God, I think God wants us to be husband and wife, right? But there's no time. We have to catch up with this meeting this evening. So you can go ahead, go and pray about it. Because I didn't want to hear, I would think about it, or I didn't want that. I can't imagine it. So I said, go and pray about it. All right, we'll see later. Bless you, bless you. She received the blessing. They are asking you out. You are receiving blessing. So she went back home. She now told me she could not sleep. Her eyes were getting red. When I say in church, her eyes are red. They say she was crying. She didn't know. You know, that thing just burge her. You know what I mean by burge? Prophet Simon asked me out. I'm boring you with my story. Right? Should I stop here? Hey. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I didn't ask her again. I just left her like that, you know. I was now wondering, should I? You know, after I told her, I was still wanting to be sure. You know, what I was scared of on campus was that I told somebody I like you and the person said no. Oh God, I would have changed school. I would have changed school immediately. I couldn't take it. Imagine I'm teaching and the lady I said, I like you, just come inside the church. She said no. Just get inside the church. Service will close. I said, so people of God, the service is ended. Bless you. I'll run for my life. So I was scared. I didn't want her to say no. Then she go and tell her friends. You know how ladies can be. He asked me out. I say no. That was the first time I ever asked a lady out in my whole life. Somebody said, but the first relationship, it was a flow. How many of you have been in that kind of situation? Just talking with somebody and it flowed. To cut the long story short, she agreed. All right? She now messaged me one day. I said, I love you so much. God said, you're the one. She was just pouring a lot of love. She poured like 100 love. She was just putting love icon, love. You will not believe. You think she's strong. I'm telling you what she did. It was like 100, I love you. I was like, what is all this? This is just one thing I want to achieve in destiny. And I moved on with my life. And now, are you people here tonight? I just have to tell you the truth. If she comes with her own part of the story, don't believe. Believe the one me I have told you. This is the right one. Don't believe alone. But are you getting what I'm trying to say entirely? Forget about the story about the wheels of the devil. He comes in several ways. There are some of you, you see the wrong person. Satan will not give you a vision to magnify the wrong person you have seen. One time somebody wanted to force a man to be her husband. You know what she told me? I've seen Shege as a pastor. She said, "Sir, God said, I saw a vision. God blew the man from the west wind to the east wind." You know what west wind represents? I taught them, it's me. It's my teaching they are using against me now. The east wind to the west wind, a prophetic picture. And God said, "I'm delivering the man with my judgment of love to become my husband." When she finished saying it, I said, "Knee down here." She knelt down. I said, "You lied to me because of a man." If she saw a vision, why did she start crying? She started crying. As I just asked her the question, I said, "So you came here and you are lying to me? Because of love. I've changed you for several years. And you are lying a man, just a fine man. Take over all the training." I said, "That's the proof that this is not your husband." I've seen a lot of things. If I tell you some of the visions I've had, one said communion. They were meant for each other, so they had a vision. They went and knelt down. And was I the one? I can never be in that kind of year vision. Somebody was not giving them communion. I refused to be the one. Then I said, they are meant for each other. There's nothing we have not heard as pastors. One came to my house with a lady. Let me tell you, I haven't joked with that person. He brought orange. So when he brought me some orange of 100 naira, and I said, "Firstly," I was joking with him, I said, "Firstly, you came to introduce your wife with 100 naira orange. That's a proof that you don't know what you're doing." But it was a joke at that time. I was just joking with the person. I said, "Everybody is coming to greet me. You came with 100, you would have not come with anything." I was on campus, "You are bringing 100 naira orange. You want to kill me? I'm not eating anything the whole of that day. I will not be drinking 100 naira orange. I will just die." So when I said it, the person even started laughing. I said, "That's proof that this your relationship, mine, is a lie one." Like I know what I was saying. Do you know what the person said? I said, "God has called me to be an apostle and he has made her an apostle too." I said, "Tough, you don't know what you are saying." I now joke and say, "No wonder you bring 100 naira orange. Stand up and leave the house." Like a joke, they couldn't bear the relationship. I said, "If it's true, let God's will be done." I allowed them. It broke up. It didn't work. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't try to force things. You have stupid vision. What is the proof that a long time, a young man came to me that is called to do ministry? I said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yes." I observed he was offended in church. And he wanted to just leave the company of brothers in church. And Satan was pushing him like he had a call. So I said, "Be patient. When they close service, he goes on his own. He leaves people. He just goes on his own." That's one proof that Satan wants to destroy you. And when he came to me, I said, "I'm not convinced. I think you should be around." You know, pastors sometimes will just say, "Don't worry, just go." Some of us have learned the hard way. We will never tell you we are convinced when we are not convinced. So I said, "What's the proof you heard God?" He said, "Sir, I saw a flower." I said, "Okay, a new flower. Okay, it means a new beginning." I said, "Oh my God, what is the meaning of this rubbish?" So I said, "You saw a flower, it means you should do ministry." He said, "Yes." Some funny things. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when we found that it was offense that took him out. When he left, he called me more than 20 times to come and preach there. I said, "I'm not going. I'm not going because I don't believe in it. I'm just being sincere." A friend of mine, we're talking in Jos. He said, his assistant left the church with two people and they started a ministry. And after a while, the two people broke out to start their ministry. And his assistant said, "I can't take this anymore." And he stopped doing ministry. He left the work of the ministry. So when the report came to him, he now said, "Me that you took yourself and two of my boys and left. I did not stop ministry. You, two of my boys you stole, left you. You started ministry. And before the guy left, he called him to come and pray for the ministry. He said he refused to go. But he gave them money. He said, you can use this money and start whatever. But he refused to go. They asked him why. He said, I cannot bless what is not called of God to work. He said, I'm just being a hypocrite. And truly with time, it faded away. I asked somebody, I said, out of 1,000, how many ministries do we have in Nigeria? Huh? Can you count? As we are talking today, they are inaugurating some. We have more than millions of ministries. Churches are almost like the number of human beings in this country. Yet, look at the level of corruption and immorality. Go online and hear the rubbish people are saying. You not be wondering, did God really call everybody? In fact, some people's mindset for ministry is 5 minutes walk. Before you walk 5 minutes, you see a church. Before you walk another 5 minutes. I was telling somebody, I said, one day if the federal government say I want to regulate churches, they will say it's Satan. Or they will say it's Constantine that is resurrecting. But let's be sincere. If we come to a point in Makurdi where churches are plentier than houses, will the government not be forced to regulate churches? He must be forced. Now, what is causing all of these things? Offense a lot of times. Three people started something. One stood up. One collected his girlfriend. One verse. One broke out. That's how it happens. Why is it that God always calls them after they are offended? Most of them. When they just have problems, God will not call them to go and start a work. We have to wake up and face true ministry. The real ministry. Know our place in Christ. Stand for our place in Christ. Are we together in this place? Are you guys understanding me tonight? And say no to everything evil. Say no to everything evil. Don't be scared of saying no. As I'm standing here like this, I told my wife, we have an agreement. We can't give birth to a child and allow the child go anywhere we are not sure of. I can send my child, go and stay with that pastor, go and stay. I can never tell my child to go and stay with an in-law or my family member that I'm not sure of their work with God. The only reason why my child will stay there is because I'm sure of their work with God. Else, one day you bring your child back, you'll be hearing Odeba, 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 Odeba. Your child is saying things like that. We must be very keen to raising children and standing for what is right. As I'm standing here, you can never come to my house and play a worldly song. I'll send you back that moment. That moment you are playing it. I love you. I'll not force you to become born again. But while you are not born again, don't play anything worldly. Don't talk anything worldly. Don't behave anything worldly. Go out there and see the useless standard they set for us. There are some places you go to today, they will tell you don't pray in this place. They are warning you already. You go to gym, you tell them I'm a pastor, they don't care. It's Odeba they'll be playing for you. One day they told me to play music where I gym. I used to gym before. And I played Domwen and Hillsong. And people were gymming and saying they feel like sleeping. So I said to them, okay, I'll play praise song. So I started playing. Still, they were saying that they want another song. That means their spirits get steered by demons. Because how can I play praise song, Tim Godfrey, and you say your spirit is not energized? What kind of spirit do you have? Even Carry Me the Gold did not energize them. Carry Me the Gold, Jehovah, he did not energize them. But just play one worldly song. Yeah, wow, I feel it now. Demons. And some of us are scared. We're ashamed. I saw a video of a young boy praying. A picture, I mean. A young boy. All the children were not praying before their meal. Only him closed his eye and thanked the Lord. And they started pointing at him and laughing at him. I was so excited. Then there's a quote there that says, do not be ashamed of standing for your faith, even though you are the only one. Don't be ashamed. You know, there are people that go to certain places and they shy away from their faith. They just shy away. Hallelujah to Jesus. I can't tell you the number of times, many years ago, I used to enter boats. I would tell the boat driver, if you don't have a gospel song, don't play any song. It's our law. We have to play a song. All right, remove me from your car. Eh? You are that serious? Keep me, I'll trek. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. By force, they'll look for a gospel song and they'll play. I can't break my standard. I'm the light of the world. A city set upon, we cannot be. It's a shame for you as a Christian to be mixing all of these things. You can't mix them. You are light. You can't be hearing Bonner Boy and Domwen at the same time. It's not possible. Don't say Oyeka and Davido. How is it possible? Now, some of you standing here, sitting here, you have Wally song in your phone. Listen to me, read my lips. You are a big shame as a Christian if you have it. Especially some of you that have been in this church for several years. It's a big shame. God cannot use somebody like you. Paul had to speak to the church in this manner at a certain point. He said, I speak to your shame. It will be a big shame. It means you don't really want to give your heart to kingdom ideologies fully. And yet you'll be crying that God is not faithful. You see some people having the impetus to come and meet us in our offices that the business is not working. Check their song collection. Some evil songs are there. You will play gospel in the morning. And some of you, your company is so irritating. The company you keep. The company you keep. As a Christian. I'm not saying don't be friends with sinners. There's a difference between being friends. When we say friends of, when Jesus friends of sinners, he has the capacity to change sinners. That's why he's friends of sinners. He will never leave nor what? Forsake us. But for you, you can have people who are not born again to be close to you. But they are not close to you so that they keep on being close to you and not being changed. You have a vision that very soon they should be changed. If they are not being changed for years with you, you are not truly a born again Christian. You cannot have 5 friends or 3 friends and you are always hanging out with them. They are not born again. They don't share the same faith with you. It's more than 3 years. And you are proud, always doing videos. It's not like you should run away from them. My point is this. They should have changed being with you for 5 years. They should have changed. As a good soldier, the Bible said, do not entangle your life with what? Civilian affairs. Certain places you must not find yourself. Certain places. As a child of God, you can't find yourself everywhere. Are you listening to me? Else you destruct the authority of Christ on your inside. You cannot find full expression. Are you guys getting my point today? Like I said in the first service, you want the anointing to flow through you, yet you hear worldly song. How is it possible? Never possible. Never possible. Never possible. You hear worldly song. Then you are complaining. I don't know why. I cannot stop this addiction for years. Guard your heart with all diligence. For from it what? Meaning if you guard your heart, you are guiding your life. You are protecting your life. And I said yesterday about your heart's gates, your eyes and your ears. What you watch, what you listen to. Very, very important. That's why they have Big Brother Niger for you, to steer immorality. There are people paying billions. You know, one time, a friend was telling me that they made a research about the porn industry. And they found out that people are giving free will donation. Free will donation. Free will donation in billions. You just sat down and you are giving free will donation in billions to sponsor porn. That is destroying the lives of young people. And you will give to the things of God. The same people will now stand up and say, it's wrong. It's wrong. You don't know what they are doing in the secret. Some of these insulting churches, if you hear the rubbish they do, if you hear how much they give to women for a night, and you allow people to talk to you about how you use your own money, it's time to wake up. We gave an illustration in the first service. This thing, there's nothing to hide about again. There's nothing to hide. I told you people about the Davido wedding. Look at what happened there. Who made any noise? Which comedian or plugger put it online and said they were poor people? Nigerians have no eating. You are spreading dollar. Did you hear anything like that? Did you hear anything like that? Reply me, church. That poor people are in the country. But when it comes to the righteous, there will be excuse. The day we hear that Pastor Chris just bought a jet, you will hear all the demons rise. Davido will buy. We'll clap for him and say, hey, Davido is richer than Wizkid. Pastor Chris will buy. We'll say, are there no poor people in Lagos? Davido will pay billions to do a show in the US. Oh, wow, Davido is a big boy. Pastor Chris will pay certain billions to build, or Bishop Edepo will pay certain billions to build an ark. We'll say, this one would have used the money to create industry. Are you hearing now? It is when the church is doing something to remember industry.
What the government is supposed to do, they are putting on the church. Is it not shame on the people? Even government now are joining them to insult the church. You should know that this thing is demonism. It's demonism. Your eyes should be open already. Are you listening to me tonight? Are you getting blessed? There is nothing to hide about again. Listen now, they are very obvious. Satan is against the church. Wake up. When they tell you pastors are doing this, mention the name of worldly people doing all those rubbish. Ask them, why are you not talking about them? For them, it is success. For pastors, it is stealing. How? Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you been blessed tonight? So don't allow anybody to shut your feet. Don't be scared. It's time for Christians. I heard a man of God say this. It is time for Christians to wake up and talk back. Voice out. Don't be scared of anybody. When they talk anything, rise up in the fire of the Holy Ghost and say your own part of it. Are you listening to me? Don't be scared. We'll use money for the kingdom's sake. We'll lavish it for kingdom purposes. You have not seen our auditorium. Wait till you see it. Oh my God. We'll build without fear. We'll build. In fact, you get into that building, it will feel as if you are in Moscow. Oh my God. You'll enjoy yourself. Even angels will not waste time. There's a way you arrange. Remember Solomon? There's a way you just arrange the temple. Angels just enter, shush up. I said, Solomon, how far now? There's a way we'll arrange this building. The anointing will feel it so much. Angels will just enter. You enter and be greeting angels. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it's your money that will get it to work. I thought you should shout better. It's your money that will get it to work. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, build more on Tuesday. Bow your heads and thank God for His word. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the praise. All the angels sing, holy, all creation sing, holy, you were lifted high, holy, holy forever. On the angels cry, holy, all creation cry, holy, you were lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hey. And the people say, hey, holy. And the kings of kings, holy. Holy, holy forever. Oh, thank you, Lord. A thousand generation falling down in worship, sing a song of ages to the Lamb. All have gone before us, and all will believe. We sing the song of ages to the Lamb. A thousand generation falling down in worship to sing a song of ages to the Lamb. Oh, oh, and all who've gone before us, all who will believe, will sing a song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above it all.
all truth, all truth, and dominions of hearts, of position, your name stands above it all. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name, it stands above it all. All truth, all power and positions, your name.
Words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.